the pros and cons of increasing the penalty for drink driving. As we know, the consequences of drink driving can be very serious as it may cost lives. This is because if you drive after drinking, your perception can be severely affected. You cannot judge distances or speed correctly, and some may even fall asleep as a whim. As a result, there are laws to stop people from doing this. According to the recent laws, if you are caught driving under the influence of alcohol, you may be ordered to attend a driving re-education course, receive driving offense demerit points, be disqualified from driving for a few months, by fine, or even be sent to prison for up to 3 years. However, in our society, the public is calling for an increase of the penalties for drink driving to protect people's lives. For example, people are asking to lengthen the imprisonment to 5 years and to confiscate the driver's license, banning them from driving for their whole lives. Is increasing the penalty the most effective way for banning people from drink driving? Let's consider both sides of this issue. To start with, let us look at the advantages of increasing the penalty for drink driving. Harsher penalties can protect the safety of road users as well as pedestrians. It sends a clear message to the public that people must not drive and drink. Since many people are afraid of being put to jail for such a long period of time and some car lovers cannot live without their driving license, they don't want to commit such a criminal offense. Moreover, people believe that tougher penalties can take dangerous drivers off the road. Although there are some good points of increasing the penalty for drink driving, there are also some disadvantages. Firstly, it may not be an effective way to curb people from drink driving because some people may think they would not be that unlucky to be caught, so they are not afraid. Secondly, imposing penalties may only bring out a short-term effect to the problem. People will forget about it in the long run. In my opinion, to halt people from drink driving, education should go together with more forceful punishment. For example, the government can put slogans, "When you drink, don't drive," around the flyovers and tunnels, warning people not to drive after drinking. A message should be sent out through media or workshops reminding the drivers that they would feel guilty for the rest of their lives if their irresponsible action caused injuries or deaths. This will push them to acquire a positive driving attitude in order to save themselves and other road users.